morning. The time is 11:13 a.m. I am Razor.
And I'm Grady, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025.
Today is the first day you can buy fireworks in Oregon. You probably saw the stands and tents setting up over the weekend. K2TV reports local officials are reminding residents to follow firework laws and practice safe behavior. The Oregon State Fire Marshal Office, along with the Oregon State Police and Oregon Parks, held a joint press conference earlier this morning.
The newsroom of the Portland Tribune looks a lot different today. After several layoffs on Friday, the Portland Tribune's parent company laid off several of the paper's veteran journalists last Friday afternoon, along with staffers at some of the Tribune's sister papers around the state, according to Oregon Live. The job cuts left Tribune's newsroom with just a couple of journalists and no editor. Included in the layoffs were former managing editor Dana Hayes, veteran reporter Jim Redden, and sports writer Austin White. The Oregon Live reports these cuts are the latest in a long string of layoffs at Oregon newspapers across the state of Oregon.
There is a big party tonight in Oklahoma City. The OKC Thunders won their first ever NBA championship after beating the Indiana Pacers in Game 7 of the finals last night. According to ESPN.com, Pacers star player Tyrese Haliburton suffered a torn Achilles tendon about 8 minutes into the first quarter of the game last night. The Pacers struggled a bit without their star player in the second half of the game as OKC pulled away with the win. The Oklahoma City Thunders are the former Seattle Supersonics. The team was sold and moved to OKC in 2008.
If you have a couple million dollars to spare, you can buy one of the most iconic homes on the Oregon coast. This 1926 Seaside Beach House was the summer home of one of Oregon's richest men and has been listed for sale for $2.5 million. Oregon Live reports the arts and craft style beach house in Seattle was built for plywood baron Thomas J. Otzen, whose family founded the University of Oregon's Otzen Stadium. It's a four-story oceanfront home with just under 4,500 square feet and just under one quarter of an acre property.
This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I am Razor.
And I'm Grady. We're back with your weather forecast after this.
WorkSource Oregon presents Your Career, Your Choice. Want to have a good career but not sure college is for you? Try an apprenticeship. Apprenticeships offer training that combine on-the-job learning and classroom courses. Apprentices usually begin at half the wage of those who are certified in the occupation, but apprentices receive pay increases as they learn to perform more complex tasks. Apprenticeships are usually found in the trade occupations such as electrician, heavy-duty mechanic, or painters, but jobs such as drafters, film and video technicians, and law enforcement may also use apprenticeships. When you've completed your apprenticeship, you increase your chances of finding a well-paying job and may become a supervisor or go into business for yourself. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon.
Go, Caleb!
Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Obvious. Oh, hey, guys. Did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh. I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is sunny with a high of 77 degrees. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy weather with an overnight low of 56 degrees. Tomorrow, we're getting increased clouds with a high of 80 degrees. Right now, it's clear and 63 degrees in the Rose City. Right now, it's clear and 63 degrees in Vancouver. We have clear and 67 degrees in Hillsborough, and it's currently clear again and 63 degrees in the Rose City. Up next, we have When You're Hot, You're Hot for This Warm Weather by Jerry Reed. Thank you for listening.